approval of discussing the issue. Ezra, you and Ezra Barron, can you pick up? Well, we're in the middle of discussing the exchange between the Rif, the Ravid, the Ramban, and of course we're going to discuss the Ra'ah, hopefully today, and the Ran, and of course the Balamor and Rabbeinu Ephraim. How many people is that? Whatever. And the Balitosis, of course. So this kind of, and the Rush. So, and quite a few others, as we'll see. But basically, as you can see, this is a conversation that was joined by all of the Rishonim, because this is, I wouldn't say more than Mepiyim Blom Pik Sabam, but, along with Mepiyim Blom Pik Sabam, this is the core sugya of Shtaros, and touches on numerous other questions, obviously, as well. And that makes it very, very that makes it very significant. Okay, so what we've seen so far, we have this presentation of the Rif, which is packed with assumptions and chidushim, and now we have the Rishonim weighing in. Again, you can really see, in addition to the top, the themes themselves being very interesting and the subtleties of the arguments themselves, but you can really see the the development, here. The questioning and the the ripples that come from that. This whole massive conversation in the Rishonim and how it produces an evolution of thought, not in a straight line, but of trying to discuss so many different issues. Issues having to do with Kinyan of the Shtar, with the Raya of the Shtar, with Lashma, with the relationship between Umdenus and Edus, the relationship between Ksavyad and Hodos Baldin and Edus. So this is all kind of jam-packed with all sorts of different issues. So I think what we were up to, and I should mention that the Ramban, of course, who is always a seminal figure, as is the Ravid. The Ravid is a seminal figure, and we have to trace his views, in the Asagos al Arif, but as Baruch brought to my attention the other day correctly, also in the Kasuv Sham, which we'll talk about in a minute. And of course, the Ramban, wrote across several platforms, on this topic. We're seeing the massive, Sefer Hazkus and Mulchamos reacting to the Ravid and the Balamor. But also the Ramban, of course, wrote about this, several times in the Chidushim as well. The Achbar that I, mentioned the other day, I looked again and it wasn't in Sefer Hazkus and Mulchamos, and then I rechecked and it was in the Chidushim. So again, you can see it made a big impression on me, the first time I saw it. But I just misplaced where I saw it. But the in the Chidushim, Ramban, mostly, as we say, is characteristically consistent in his formulations, even, never mind Shitos. But in general, the Ramban is more expansive in Sefer Hazkus and Mulchamos than he is in some other contexts. But you could see, again, that the Ramban is here and there will add a line or two, either clarification or, an effort to, take a slightly different approach. So it's a lot of work to trace all these shitos, and you're never done with it because there's always more material, and every new insight or treatment requires that you return to the and revise and refine, and you could do that your whole life, and of course you have to move on at some point, but it's important to know that there is this rich kind of continuous discussion, even in the material that we already know or think we know, and that's very challenging. But also, you have to kind of figure out a good balance between moving forward and also just capitalizing on the opportunity when you're immersed in a topic to pull out all the nuggets. So that's an ongoing challenge. Anyways, So I think what we're up to right now, and that's what's going to help us, is the part of the Ramban that's discussing the Raya of the Rif. Remember, the first Raya of the Rif was about, was a linguistic one mostly, or a technical one, right? Trying to prove from the Sugya and Pevav that Rabbi Eliezer believes in Eidei Kasima. That is a debate. You know, Rabbeinu Ephraim called him out on that. The Raya agreed with Rabbeinu Ephraim on that point. The Ramban defended the Rif even on that. Okay, so that's one issue. But the second Raya of the Rif is that there wouldn't have been, I mean, I'm saying it succinctly, there couldn't have been, according to the Ramban, the Rif, and this is a Chiddush, there couldn't have been a Tikkun Olam, there couldn't have been a Shtar Raya, if not for the fact that Eidei Chasima also serves the function, b'di'evid at least, of Shtar Kinyan. Right? And even when you formulate that, when you first, you know, read the Rif, you know, you scratch your head a little bit, you know. There's something very appealing about it, but it's also clear that it isn't, you know, obvious or decisive argument. Just because something doesn't work independently as Kinyan, does that mean that it can't serve as Raya? This, of course, touches on so many things. But that's what the Rif argues. Rabbeinu Ephraim, as we already noted, and the Balei Tosis, and the Tosis Rid, I mean, a lot of the Tosis in, but Tosis on Dav Daled, Rabbeinu Ephraim right here, they fundamentally disagree with that point. They say that, you know, Eidei Machsum L'Shar Na'aseh K'Misha Nechroi, this of the Beis Din, has the ability to tell you not only it's not mezuyef and not only not a mana, but also to tell you if it's necessary, if the only way for the kinyan to be chal is if there happened to be Eidei Mesira. So part of the Hakol B'Hechshar Na'aseh is going to include Eidei Mesira as well. And that's exactly what the Rif didn't like. So, you know, this question becomes like an important question. And just to make it easier, the question, you know, revolves probably around two different points. And, you know, and the question of, you know, distinguishing those two points is also not so simple. One, of course, is the umdana. Like, is there an umdana, you know, in the same way that something is not mezuyah, that it's not a mana, that there aren't ketanim or psulim, you know, and so on and so on, or even something like shtar chabyari, my boy. Is there a sufficient umdana to tell you that if a shtar is yotzei mitachas yad ha'isha or hamalve or ha'lokeach, you know, that mistama, you know, it was done, you know, through Eidei Mesira, as we already noted, right? Clearly, on an umdana level, it's far less of an umdana. The question is, does it still qualify for sufficient umdana? And on that level, you can ask the question, like, you know, if you're speaking from an umdana level and you think it's, you know, true, maybe what, you know, if you were speaking purely from an umdana level, you could ask the question, do we even need Eidei Chasima? So maybe, you know, any piece of paper, you know, that's yotzei mitachas yad, you know, ha-isha, ha-lokeach, you know, ha-malve, you know, maybe people, you know, are so straight and honest, or maybe the consequences of their being established, you know, is lie. The mirtas, you know, factor, we sometimes call it, you know, of getting caught, you know, the deterrent factor is such, you know, that even without Eidei Chasima, you know, you can only ask that question or think about that if you're looking at this question from a pure umdana point of view, which assumes two things, and that is, A, that you have enough of an umdana, even if it's less than other umdanas, but it still qualifies, you know, and passes the threshold, and B, that, you know, that's all you need for this particular area of law. You can work with this on the basis of umdana. So that's one level of this question. But the second level of the question, of course, is, given everything that we've discussed, is the problem of Eidos. Namely, if the more we emphasize in all of this, Eidos Machsum L'Ashtar, and Reish Lakish, and Hakol B'Hechshar Na'aseh, etc., that really it's the Eidos Shebishtar, which is Koveya, right? And if even if not the Eidim, but at least the Chefza Shel Eidos, right? So, so even if that also, you know, is built on the umdana, you know, then the umdana question becomes, you know, half, 50%, or maybe conceptually, you know, 20%, of the question, and it still needs to be addressed, because if there, you know, is no umdana, or it's, you know, if there's no umdana at all, it's unlikely that you can trigger. That's my suggestion, even within Reb Chaim. Otherwise, you just can't navigate the evidence, frankly. And it also doesn't make so much sense. And it also doesn't make sense why you have exceptions. You know, once we know, like, you know, we have Aiden or other evidence, you know, you don't say tray of tray, stuff like that. So the umdana part then takes a back seat, although it's still a factor. But the bigger question becomes the conceptual question of, you know, is this, you know, part of chetza shel shtar or chetza shel edus ala maisa, such that, you know, the Reish Lakish formula can be invoked here. And that way, and that's a far, in a, you know, again, the umdana question per se is a factual question. You know, how compelling is it, and how compelling do you need it to be? And it's hard to, you know, hard to figure out what that line is, but it's important to know. But the shtar question, assuming that that's part of the, you know, real issue, is, of course, a conceptual legal question. Namely, what is, you know, what's the core about the chetza shel shtar? What's the core, you know, about the maisa, you know, and what's considered to be, like, extraneous? So when the, in the Rabbeinu Ephraim itself, or the way the Baal HaMor quotes it, and they do ask the question of, you know, maybe you don't need any chasima for that either. You know, and the answer is no, if there's no any chasima, you know, there's like two, you know, parts to the formulation. One is an umdana part. Oh, you know, the Baal will claim it's mezuyef, and he could claim it's mezuyef, meaning what? If he does, you know, then it's not strong enough an umdana, but then Rabbeinu Ephraim quotes Reish Lakish, right? So is he just, you know, is it all on the reisha and on the strength of the umdana, or is it, or even if he believes that it's a din in shtaros, which I think he does, but it's the umdana problem of it, or is it also, you know, is he also saying, well, if this worked only on the basis of an umdana in Achanami, but it never works only on the basis of an umdana. You always need that the umdana part be wedded to the edus part, and therefore, you know, if you don't have any edus at all, not any mesira, not any chasima, of course nothing's going to work. Okay, so that is, within Rabbeinu Ephraim itself, I think it depends on how you read that line. But having said that, what about the cholkim? What are we going to do to defend the rift, you know, in the other direction? So as I say, you could defend it from the pure, from say, oh, the umdana here is weaker, it doesn't pass the threshold, you know, if that's everything that goes, or even if that's what props up or makes possible the edus, you know, it's not good enough. Or, you know, you could attack this, as I say, from the Reish Lakish, you know, itself point of view and say, yeah, maybe we have enough of an umdana, but we don't have enough edus, you know, with respect to this issue, because it's just considered to be, you know, too much of a, you know, an extraneous, just like shlichus for some Rishonim is too extraneous, and just like shtarchab yadi my boy for some Rishonim is too extraneous, and just like osios niknas b'mesira, you know, may be too extraneous, right? So too, the presence of Ede Mesira, you know, you know, if you need it, you know, for Ede Chasima is too extraneous. Okay. So having said all that, let's see if it's really true. So in the Ravid himself, again, the Ravid here doesn't say much, as I noted the other day. He just says, the Avapi Ki Arab Rabbeinu Ephraim Meshev Al Dvarav Eim Mamish B'Tshuvosa. Right? But, you know, in... and that's what Baruch mentioned to me after the shir, which I'm aware of. The Ravid does expand his, you know, perspective in the Kasav Shal. Did you see it? You have it? Okay. So we don't have that, you know, on the page, on most pages, but there is a line, and there's actually an interesting formulation of it. Let's see if I have it. I do have it. So this is in the Kasa. You have it there, Baruch? And then we'll get back to Ezra's going to read us I'm just giving Ezra another couple of minutes, you know, to, you know, not that he needs it, but right, to look over the, you know, the Ramban. So, okay, go ahead. Belelo Svirole. Meaning if there's an irabal, it's interesting that, by the way, I should add, you know, make this, again, I don't want to dwell on it too much because we need to get on with it, but is the problem, you know, more a problem if he's actually ma'arer, or is the potential of irur already, you know, something which says that, like, how could you move forward with that edus? Is there edus here? I mean, is there edus here unless it's an irur, or the fact that an irur, you know, would not be solved, you know, by this means that there's just an absence of edus and there's no hatter to go forward. In the Ravid, it appears, in some Rishonim, it appears like the Ravid that, you know, the concern is for Iosi Bala Ma'arer, and in other cases not, but even in the Ravid, it's not so clear whether it isn't just a shiur or it's really a concern. Everybody got me on that? Good. Okay, Vafilu Imakaima. That's where, meaning, if you're Mekayim, so then you protect it against, you know, the Iror somewhat, maybe. Okay. Then he says a Tamua, but, you know, but crowd-pleasing, you know, thing. I think Tamua. Go ahead, Baruch, go ahead. Wait, where's the Esen B'Shlosha come from? Yeah. Meaning, the idea of Kiyum is really, it's Eidos, but it's Eidos to establish a shtar is kind of a Maisa Bezdin, right? So it's like a clever line, you know. Like even if there were 23, you know, even if you had like a Bezdin signing on this, you know, thing, you know, in the end of the day, you still need the Edim Basira, and this is the key line. Go ahead. V'lo mahani chakira sa'edim v'lo midi. You have to say it one more time. Avlanasina Milsachritihi. Right? V'inu lo yada baklal. What, anybody familiar with the phrase Milsachriti?
T'nai.
What?
T'nai. T'nai Milsachriti. T'nai Milsachriti, right?
Exactly. Where does it come from? What does it mean?
It means that
Which part of the vast sea of the Talmud is it from?
Is it in the
Sugya Chutz
that they say if you say...
Not so much good, but Ksuvah is the second parak. It's a phrase, right? But you're totally right. You're right. So what does it mean, T'nai Milsachriti? When we use it, what does it mean?
As in, like, the ikar of the kinyan or the shtar is on something, and the T'nai is totally separate.
It's like extraneous. Yeah. It's like an artificial ma'ake. When you want to say that T'nai... Again, the way the Gemara uses it, you know, it's more limited than the way Rishonim use it. But Rishonim sometimes use T'nai Milsachriti or Milsachriti to signify that even though something is required, right, it is an extraneous requirement. Now here the right so the use of that terminology and, you know, the shift of the Ravid is saying, listen, Afilo Chasima Malav Esrim Mushlosha Lekiyum Achasima. Forget about Ir Rabal. He starts with Ir Rabal. The Ir Rabal part, as I mentioned, is really irabal, or it's a shiur, you know, in the edus, because, you know, you have to be megan against irabal. But then the point is, you know, forget about all that. That was the shift. This is the fundamental point of the Ravid, namely, is the raya of ede chasima made on the requirement of ede chasima? Right, lo mahani chakira sa edim lain milsav lo midi dina lo masadi alamasha kosa beget. Is the Eidei Mesira, is the presence of Eidei Mesira, Bishas Mesira, part of the Chefza Shel Get? It's part of the Maisa Nesina. Meaning there's one, the what he's saying seemingly is that the Eidei Chasima speak about Chefza Shel Get. You know, and they'll speak expansively about that. They'll say it's not Mezuyif, they'll say it's not Amano, they'll say that the, you know, Eidei Mark Sheirim, etc. But do they have the ability to speak about the Nesina? Never mind Edim being present at the Nesina. Now, if you thought that Edim Nesira were part of Ashvuye Shtara, you know, maybe. I mean, there's that, and it's an interesting question. Could the writer could just stand on anything having not to do with the Chatzah Shoget, but with the Maisa, is just, you know, is not part of the Edo Shabishtar. But I think he means, you know, particularly if you're talking about Edo Chasima who can't function as, you know, Edom on the Maisa themselves, you know, they can only function assuming that there's some additional, you know, from the perspective of the Edo Chasima, this is, you know, Mil Sachriti. From the perspective of the Maisa Gerushin, obviously the presence of Edom Sira is essential. So this using this phrase, what he's saying and the phrase that he's using, Avlanasina Mil Sachriti, he be inuli yodi baklau, elishmamina. Now this part I don't know what he means exactly. I know he's saying something important. I've been, you know, trying to figure this out for quite some time. I always think I have it, but it always, you know, then eludes me, to be honest. So if anybody has any suggestions, this phrase which appears twice, Shma mina shekach hoisa hatakana, you have it there, Bar? Go ahead. So the part about l'chatchila b'yabin and b'sir is fine, but what does he mean when he says Shma mina shekach hoisa hatakana she'im nisgar she'be'edi chasim l'shatinase l'chatchila? Meaning, I'll tell you what troubles me, and then everybody can say, no, you're completely wrong. Okay. The takana is, one would have thought, or we do usually think, the takana is that even though Edei Mesira are karsi, and you need, you know, Edei Mesira, right, that you should, you know, take the initiative and be machtim, you know, Edim in the shtar, mishun tikkun olam. Namely, you should also add a level of raya, right? And, you know, once you do that, then the ability to get married based on that raya, assuming it's a good raya, you know, is not a takana, that's a din d'oraisa. Either way, I think this is a din d'oraisa, otherwise you'd have troubles, you know, of avkinu every time. But, you know, the point is that the tikkun olam, the takana, is to take the initiative and to do it, meaning the get, the shtar, everything works by eidei mesira alone, so that's all you need. And the takana d'rabbanan is, no, add a layer of raya, you know, just in case, you know, shema yamusu, and that takana is the shema guna, you know, etc. But is part of that takana that you can l'chatchila get married with it? Edei Chasim alone is?
He's not
Sagi. Midrabanan. Midrabanan for what?
By Shar Shtaros, Edei Chasim is not Tzadi. And by Mishkunzakunzakunos, we're attacking that Takana doesn't apply.
He says later, Takana Zagunos.
Yeah, no, he says it again. That's why I said he says it twice. In the end, he says, Amar Avram, Kvar Kosavnu, the Islay, the Rabbi Lazar, Edei Chasima Namikarsi. This is within the riff, of course. Mipnei Tikkun Ha'olam.
But also earlier in this.
She'im Nisgarsha. Oh, is that you were asking? She'im Nisgarsha Tinase Lechatchila. Miu Lechatchila being the Lechatchila being in the Mesira is fine. What I'm saying is.
But also, other Rebbe in the other piece, the Ifshar Lomar, you have.
Which one? In the Kasa
Shem? The one we were just reading before. The one that Baruch was reading before.
That's what I just, isn't that what I just read?
Yeah, but he has another
line. Oh, he has another, which line?
He says, V'ifshar lomar. Yeah, you don't, in Rebbe's edition, it's the same paragraph, but in the other editions, it's a different
Is it continue, add continuation? U'l'chatchilu mi'abin le'li mesira after, oh, V'ifshar lomar, correct. Sh'lohoysa takana l'rabba Lazar ela begitin, mipnei takana sa, yeah, that's part of the same story. Mipnei takana sa gunos. No, that you could say, Avostoris la'olam be'inan edei mesir v'sagi b'hem? Right, so it sounds like he's saying that somehow, and this is just not comprehensible to me, he's saying, in other words, the pashtus is that according to the Rif, edei chasima worked d'oraisa, period. Okay, now again, how they work, we're still in the middle of that debate, right? but they work. And the takana, the tikkun olam, is to initiate it, even though you don't need it, as a backup. In the Ravid, it sounds like the takana has to do with whether or not it works, or at least whether it works l'chatchila b'di'evet, meaning whether you can marry on the basis of it, even though you need Eide Mesira, what meaning Doraisa, you need Eide Mesira, and Doraisa, you l'chatchila should not marry with Eide Chasima? What do you mean mitzad
Baal, mitzad Eide Chasima? Baal, l'chatchila, needs to put out Eide Mesira and Eide Chasima, but once he messes up, this lady can marry whatever she wants. Mishum Tekona Sigunos, we said, don't worry about it.
No, so what's I don't care about the Kona Sagunas at the moment. I care about the Doraisa. What is a Doraisa?
Doraisa, the right is saving both. The Chatchila.
Oh, that's what you meant the other day? That you mean both?
No. I was saying I've
hit
what?
The right is say that in the Hagunas.
I don't read that either. I just don't understand it. Why would you need. What is the Takana that makes you the Chatchila Tinase that isn't. What's the Doraisa? Either or Sagi.
But there's a takana that you should only, that you need a Eide Mesira by all shtaros. But.
There's another takana. I mean, there's two levels of takana.
That's not true of Eide Mesira.
So you're saying there are two levels of takana you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but does it sound that way? I mean, Elishmamina, Shekach Hoysa Takana, Sheim Nizgarsha, Eide Chasima, Shetinatse Lechatkila. Okay, you're saying. 1 second. I mean, the line of, I'm sorry, we're going to move on in a minute, but Efshalom Shalaisa Takana Rablazo, the Begitta, the Begitta Takana Sagunos, of Ashtar, Siolam Bina Nadi Mesira, Vasagi Bahen, that could simply mean that there's no Lechatchil, there's no Tikkun Olam in Shar Shtaros that you should have a Shtar. That's simple, that's not a problem. What troubles me is the line that implies that because of the Takana Dirabanan, you can get married Lechatchila. So what you're saying, what Baruch is saying, is that what you're saying also? That there must, implicitly, the Ravid is saying that there are two levels of takan. One level of, midoraisa, this is not true and I shouldn't worry about it. I shouldn't lose any sleep over this. Right? But what the Ravid is saying is that the din of Eide Mesira Karsi being lechatchila, that midrabanan would have translated into her not being allowed to get married without Eide Mesira? Wow. Except that, then they had a second level takana, which is, no, you could. But midoraisa, you always could.
The Hasagos, he quotes the pasuk of Mekasa Mishinu Vapasom and says, based on that, Rabbi Elazar requires both Eide Mesira and Eide Chasima.
I mean, he's talking about lechatchila over there.
But that's lechatchila, right? Because you would like to have shtaraya.
Right, that's talking about by get also.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm not sure. There's something going on. Put it this way: there's something going on the right. Yeah, Noah.
Can Rabbi explain why the Afkinu read is incomprehensible? Is it just because he doesn't say the word Afkinu,
yeah,
or because it's?
Yeah, I think anybody who doesn't say Afkinu never believes in Afkinu, because Afkinu is a massive, revisionist history, which is a. Number one, it's Iker, always Iker Chasam, I say. And number two, it's illegal. It's a nightmare. It's a legal and a practical nightmare. So I assume that there's no Afkinu when people say, unless people actually say Afkinu. And I think that's a fair assumption. Yeah.
Rabbi said by, Rabbi explained the Shita Ravid by Eide Mino Shlichus.
Mm-hmm.
That,
I mean, the Rab Chaim I was quoting, but yeah.
Yeah, Rabbi explained the Ravid that anything that would be Ma'akiv the Chalos, even if it's peripheral, would be covered by Eide Shebashar.
Or at least certain things, right.
So
yeah.
Here,
things like the Minah Shlichus, that's how Reb Chaim reads it, yeah.
So,
in the right.
Even if Eide Mesira are Mosa Afrisi, they're still not Akiv the Chalos, so should be covered.
Right, so I think the point is that if you remember, this is what there's an added point here. If you held, the Ravid is saying, if you held, like the Balei Tosfos, namely, that Eide Chasima have no impact on Kenyan, right? Then you would have held, that they don't have the capacity, to address Edim Mesira as part of their Edlus either. This goes to the question that I raised when we first talked about this, and as I think that there are two, you know, even within the perspective of the Rif, there are two things you could say. One is, and this is probably the more obvious way, is Edei Chasima only can speak about the Chepta Shel Shtar, etc. And the only reason that, you know, Edei Chasima are Tikkun Olam is because since they are also co-race, so in their capacity of being co-race, you know, they're not made about the Eid and Mesira at all. I think there's another possibility, and that is that what's being said is something a little more mechudash and subtle, and that is that if you hold that Eid Chasima, right, are only Raya, and by definition they're not Kenyan, then they can't speak about anything other than the Chetza Shel Shtar, and maybe the fact that there was a Mesira. Right? But if you hold, like the Rif, that Edei Chasima are korsim, right, which means that they have relevance not just to the Chepsa, to the Ashvuye Shtara, but to the Maisa itself and to the Chalos, right, then they can even be made on the Edei Mesira. And since that's how we paskin, that expands Reish Lakish in a way that would also maybe, you know, expand him, you know, for other effects of the, you understand what I'm saying? So then I think you could, although again, the Ravid sometimes, you know, changes his mind. The Ravid is a mind, unlike the Ramban, except the Ramban sometimes changes his mind too, but the Ravid changed his mind a lot. Not like the Tulsus Rid, but the, you know, when we have the Ravid in different places, we find consistency for sure, default consistency, but we also find in numerous places, you know, that he changed his mind. So, but that, do you understand what I'm saying? So that's how I would answer that question. Okay, I don't want to get too bogged down. I'm just pointing out that there's a problem here.
This is like that Rosh Hashanah.
You're not supposed to be here today. You weren't here when we called the list.
Since I knew we were calling the list.
Yeah, what did you ask about the Rosh Hashanah?
No, I said it's like the, once like that Rosh Hashanah, when he said, I can't explain this pshat, and then everybody jumped in.
Oh, yeah, that's true, right. Yeah, so again, there's something going on here, whether we're talking about another level of Drabbanan or Lechatchila of having both, I'm not sure, but there's something in the Ravid, not that's not kosher, but has a different read on what Tikkun Olam is, and the Tikkun Olam for the Ravid is not just the idea, as I say, of initiating Raya, which you could still, and the Efshar part doesn't trouble me, saying, do you do that in Dinei Mamonos too? Have like a you know, a second level, like now that, now you have to have like a two level, security protection or whatever, is that just Mishum Aguna? That's a logical distinction.
Doesn't the Lashon of Tekanos Agunos remind you of Dochin Davar Shebetorah Chachamim, like Eid Echad Baguna and all that stuff that's like sketchy deraisa?
Some of it, again, Eid Echad Baguna is a great example, though there's a massive debate in the Rishonim, whether, whether that means, ask something like Afkinu. Is that what you're asking about Afkinu again?
Yeah.
So my tendency is always to assume that unless somebody says Afkinu, they don't mean Afkinu. Even when the people mean Afkinu, most of the Rishonim go out of the way to say, you don't really mean Afkinu, we mean the threat of Afkinu, determines, that this works in a normal way, because since you can't get what you want because you're going to be thwarted anyway, So your das in the other direction is kind of a toes, because you're not going to get that result anyway. So if you knew that, either if you knew it, you wouldn't want it, so we're reading your mind on a deeper level, or even if you do want it, since you can't get it, so it's not considered das. But that's enough kind of question. Maybe we'll get back to another time. Okay, good. Okay. That's what I wanted to mention, the Ravid. There's something different about the Ravid's perspective. And okay, let's get back to now the Ramban. Where's Ezra? Yeah. So the Ramban actually is really, very extraordinary right from the beginning. Again, unless I'm making a big mistake, but keep going. Let's try to move faster. The Haraya Shekasa Varav, is that what we're up to? Oh, so So I want to talk just about that for a second. Again, I don't want to get too bogged down like I did with the Raivid, but what's he saying here? First of all, Raya Shekatz, the Rif doesn't bring a Raya from Modro Blazer Mizuyaf Mitocho, but the Raivid does, right? That's the Raivid, and that's Lagos on the Rif. He says, you know, maybe the first Raya of the Rif is poor, but he's right anyway, because the other stuff that he says, you know, is true. And I have a good Raya for him from Modro Blazer Mizuyaf Mitocho, correct? And we'll get back to that, you know, issue as well. It's interesting that the Rif didn't bring that Raya from Modro Blazer Mizuyaf Mitocho. Good. But what Rambam does here, unless, again, I'm missing something big, is actually quite astounding. Is that what Rabbeinu Ephraim was chalek on that Raya? Ezra? What? He's quoting Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he's about to, you know, just read another couple of lines. He says, as for the Vaharaya Shekasa Varav, meaning the Raivid, that for the Rif, which is Modra Blazer B'mzuyik Mitocho, correct? Does Rabbeinu Ephraim have a pircha on Modra Blazer B'mzuyik Mitocho? Exactly. Excellent. Exactly. Rabbeinu Ephraim's, you know, response is not about Rabbeinu Blazer B'mzuyik Mitocho. Right? It's about the Raya of the Rif, Eino Edim Chosmin B'shtar Elim Ipnei Tikkun Olam. Correct? And about that, that's what we've been discussing. About that, he says, you know, no, it's Hakol B'Hekshar Nas. Correct? And then he has the question, so maybe you don't even need Eide Chasima, which was shocking. And then the answer, which is, you know, either Inachanami Bat, or no. Of course you need Eide Chasima. Right? You need some Umdana, but you really are relying on the Eide. Correct? So Ramban, by associating the comments of Rabbeinu Ephraim, right, with this, it's shocking a little bit. That's not what Rabbeinu Ephraim was talking about. Correct? So is, right, am I missing something or is that true? Yeah.
Well, after he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, right?
And then he launches into whether he thinks Rabbeinu Ephraim is right or wrong, which we're going to get to in a second.
But before that, he says why, based on what Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying, he could easily answer the Ravid's kasha. I think that's what he's, I don't think he's saying Rabbeinu Ephraim is Metaritz. Directly, the Raivid's kasha.
Well, right, factually he isn't. Well, he thinks there's something in Rabbeinu Ephraim that answers the Raivid's kasha. That's good enough for me. I understand that too. But that's not what he says, right? Haraya shekasav harav modra blazim zuv mitoko. About Manasseh, what does Manasseh mean? Like he's throwing up his hands, right? What can I do? Harav Rabbeinu Ephraim bala machloka says ukvar hayodea zu araya v'aleha hu chole. So what Shai is saying is not that Ramban is misquoting Rabbeinu Ephraim, Chalila. I totally agree with what you just said, right? But either way, the point I'm trying to make, I'm agreeing with you, but that's because you're agreeing with me, which is that Ramban is saying something. Even when he quotes, you know, the Archidushim in the Ramban, so the Ramban is saying something that is factually not correct, seemingly, because what he's really saying is, in what Rabbeinu Ephraim says is a potential yishuv for the Raivid's Rai, right? Shai, that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the question is like, but is it? So let's look at Rabbeinu Ephraim for a minute. What does Rabbeinu Ephraim say, Shai? What we just said. Hakol b'hechshar nasa.
Right.
And therefore the Eidei Chasima are made on the Eidei Mesira. Yeah. What's it got to do with the Modra Blazim Zuv Mitocha?
Well, because you need Reish Lakish, you need them to be kosher aided for Reish Lakish to work.
And if they're, and, oh, okay. So if you were to, like, and then Ramban, if you look carefully, right, Lemismach, kind of the Ramban speaking that language, but except that, factually, there's a massive gaping hole. What do you mean? You need to share them to be work, right? But do you need them to be, and when you say Bodra Blazim B'mzuyif Mitocha, it sounds like they're not sharing, right? But that's not true. They're Ksheirin, they're just not Lishma. Right? So if you're coming from a Bekasav La Lishma, meaning the absence of Lishmo's posel and a get perspective. And then you want to say, oh, the classic case is here, lack of Lishma. There's also another case, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? Edim Psulim. If we were talking about Edim Psulim, then that would be fine. But we're not talking about Edim Psulim. We're talking about...
But he's talking about Erko Shalof Dikochavim right now.
Also, but not only.
Because later he brings up Lishma only at the end.
Meaning like this, the Ravid's Raya is a good enough Raya from our Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph. Like, if you want to tell somebody that their raya is no good, then you have to relate to all cases of their raya. Meaning, if the case was a case, if the only case of Mod Rabbi Elazar Mizrukh Mitoko was Arkos or Zeborer, where the Edom themselves are Psulim, correct? Then this would be a very good har. But, you know, when we say Mod Rabbi Elazar Mizrukh Mitoko, that's not what we think of. The first thing we think of, and the most classical case that we think of, is Lishma. And the Ravid, one second, the Ravid's proof seems from that as well. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that Rebbe thinks of Lishma because he's read the Ramban, but I don't think that the Ravid thought that was speaking about Lishma, and I think the Ramban's...
Isn't the Ravid's Raya that you wouldn't, you know, Modra Blazer B'mezuyif Mitocho wouldn't be true if we weren't being mishtamesh, you know, be'edei chasima.
But he's not talking about...
Now, that's the only reason why they... Because they're co-race, and if they're co-race, they need to be lishma. Again, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but... I told you to look at the Ramban also in Dalit or not? I told the Ramban and the Rajban Dalit? On, you know, Modra Blazum Zuf Mitoko? It was on the Makoros, right? You know that? If we don't get to it today, but I want to, at least you look at the Ramban too. On there, the Chiddush Ramban, and you know, Modra Blazum Zuf Mitoko. Right. So I think the point is as follows, meaning, yeah, Shalom.
The remainder of time, why can't the Shema be a problem on Kodash Shanasa?
Oh, we'll get to that in a second, whether Lishma is. But no, the bigger question is, why would, if Rabbi, the best way to explain the Raya from Modra Blazum Zuf Mitoko, right, is that, you know, if the Edei Chasima are functioning occasionally, right, as korsim, or their backup korsim whenever they're there, you know, so then maybe they need to be lishma. Then they need to be lishma. I'm saying maybe they need to lishma because not everybody even agrees with that. Right? And that's what the Ramban and the Rajba are discussing in Dalet Amud Aleph. Meaning, when we say Modra Blazer Mizrukh Mitoko, let me just throw out a couple of points quickly. For the Balei Tosfos, as we'll see, we'll document all this. That could just be, you know, some, you know, Shema Yavon, some technical din. But the Pashtus, it sounds in the Gemara when you read it, whoa, this is a big thing. Right? Now, if it's a big thing, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, it sounds like what the Gemara is saying is Rabbi Eliezer is modeh that Ede Chasima are a chalos in the get, and that's why if they're there, they need to be ksherim. But forget about that even. That's, you know, that's not the big... If they're there, they need to be lishma. Now again, is that really true? That's what the Ramban and the Rajba and others say, like, even if you hold like the Rif, does that mean Ede Chasima need to be Lishma? Right? When you're using the Malone, that's one level. When you have Ede Mesira and Ede Chasima, do they need to be Lishma? Do they only need to be Lishma if you rely on them, or do they need to be Lishma, you know, even as a Shtaraya because you could rely on them? Right? This is going to touch on the question. We touched on it a little bit when Ezra's, you know, ha'ara about the Ramach, right, and Mechubar and Lishma, and we'll see again the Ramban, you know, about Mesira Lishma, you know, and so on. This is like a very important question. The fundamental way to understand, you know, the issue of Modra B'Lazar B'Mizuyah Mitocho, if you want to go that route, we'll see the other routes later, is that somehow, you know, notwithstanding Ede Mesira Karsi, you know, when you have Eide Chasima, right, they integrate. They're part of this story. Doraisa. How could that be? Ah. So is you know, how could that be? Is could they integrate, I'll just, you know, ask a different level. Could they integrate into the shtar even to require lishma if all they do is serve as raya? Well, I mean, they are, you know, part of the, you know, backup. They're not necessary because you didn't need a raya. You can have a kinyan bli raya, you know. But if the Takana Drabanan says, you know, you need a raya, does that change the fact? Even if the Takana Drabanan doesn't say it, if it serves as a raya, you know, would you need lishma for the raya part? You know? Or maybe no, you only need lishma for the kinyan part. But let's say they also could serve the kinyan function. Let's say the Eidin Asira turn out to be psulid. Now you could say, even on a fundamental level, even like even, what I'm trying to say is that even within the Balamor, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Tosis world, you can make an argument that Mod Rab Lazar B'mziyach Bitocho is fundamental if you were to argue that the Raya, right, either after the Takan, I'm talking about Daraisa though, but it doesn't matter. You know, now it's Nachutz. Now it's part of the text. Or forget about the takana. It could prove, it could allow her to get remarried. So it's serving a function in this get, not the kinyan part, but the raya part. Is that enough to require also lishma? Right? But in the other direction, right? And let's say now that's within Tosis, I'm asking. Now let's say according to the Rif. So it's a little bit alone. I was saying to answer Stephen before when I mentioned it today, but a little bit. But according to the Rif, so Eide Chasima can be kores in their own right, correct? Is that enough to explain that they need to be lishma if they're there? Like, it's interesting that the Rif didn't bring that raya, and the Ramban in the first daya. Like his initial Musar Haske, his initial, you know, Muskal Risho, I'm sorry, is Andav Dalid, is, well, even if you hold like the Rif, anybody have the line of the Ramban Andav Dalid? Even if you hold like the Rif, right, you shouldn't need Lishma, because Lishma comes from Bekasav Law, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, that means Siva and Masira, right? So what I'm trying to say is, for Balei Tosis, before or after the Takana, there's a case to be made that this is Doraisa. For the Rif, there's a case to be made that even when you use them exclusively, that there's no Din of Lishma Doraisa. On the other hand, you have it there?
Yeah.
Did you go ahead? Like, it's in his Muskal Risha. Meaning the Rif, right?
Yeah. What's
he saying?
That
even if you hold like the Rif, and even if you're using them, maybe you don't need lishma because that's not what the word bekasav means according to the Rif, to the. You know, to Rabbi Eliezer.
And if you don't want the sign, you don't need it. You don't want the Chatima.
You don't need it. And therefore, even if you have it, you don't need the Shema. That's the Muskal Risha.
Right.
And that's actually the Shita of some, I mean, Lahalaka, that's the Shita of the Rajma. And that's the Shita of the Gra in Shulchan Aruch. But you have the, yeah, go ahead. Then he's Choser. Oh, what does that mean? Hachimashra Perak Basra. I'll tell you in a minute because that's the next part of it.
Yeah.
It's the kind of parallel opposite case, which is not mukhrak, as we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mikara Haki Akshi Alama Li would teach me Haki. Like Yahivle Shnaim Yahivle Adile Abi Masira Tulo Zarashmi.
He says, no. That he's Kozer. He says, no, if you hold like the Rif, you know, and you use the Ede Kasima, right? Then for sure they need Lishma. Either it says Vakasavla. No, Vakasavla means the Dover HaKores, whatever that is. In Ede Masira, the Dover HaKores is the Ksiva and the whatever. And when they're Ede Kasima, it includes the Kasima. Right? But, so, and I, what the Gemara talking about? What was the Havamina when the Gemara said, like, it's a problem? The Gemara said, no, it's a practical Havamina, right? Meaning, if you're holding, like Rabbi Eliezer, you probably don't need the Edith Hasima. So, like, why bother with them? Why put them in there, you know, such that you're going to have a problem of Lishma? Keep it out. Just, you know, simplify. Don't put the last name in, you know, so then you have to worry about how you're spelling. Right? Ah, so what the point is, what's his reference to the last parak?
Yeah,
meaning it's the issue that the Balitosis and the Balamor, they asked against the Rif. What do they ask against the Rif? If the Rif is right, that what? That Eide Chasima are also Koreis. So why does the Gemara say, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, this is one of the questions the Balamor asks now, not even Rabbi Yirmiya. Why does the Gemara say, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, in the Havamina, right, that you need Mesira Lishma, you only need Mesira Lishma if there are no any Chasima, but if there are any Chasima, you should get away with out Mesira Lishma because you have Chasima Lishma. It should be no different than Rabbi Meir. That is Tosis's question, that's the Balamor's question. What's the assumption? That Lishma is determined by how you go about Krisus again. Correct? How does Ramban answer that question? In Sefer Zchus, in Mochamos, in the Chidushim, how does he answer? Akiva? The psukim don't change. So even if you go the Eide Chasima route, you need Ksiva Lishma. And if Ksiva Lishma at that point in the Gemara thought meant Ksiva and Mesira Lishma, then you need Ksiva and Mesira Lishma. Is that obvious? No. I mean, what I'm trying to show is that we have like a range of views here. Right? What's the raya that the Ramban's trying to ring? You see from that the pasuk is kobeya, not the method of kores. So hu adin, right? Here to accept that there's a difference between the cases. What's the difference, Akiva? In the case on peivav mudbeis, we're being machmir and we're saying even if you go the route of eide chasima, that doesn't mean you don't need ksiva lishma. You always need ksiva lishma. And by extension, the Sira Lishma, if you need that. You would need both. Right? What initially the Ramban is trying to say on Dav Dalid is that since the Pasuk is Koveya, even if you go the route of Eide Chasima, he's not trying to say there you wouldn't need Ksiva and Masira. That's not what's on the docket. What's on the docket? Do you need Lishma on the Chasima? Maybe you need for both. You need to cover the pasuk, which is, you know, universal or, you know, whatever. And in addition to that, whatever the Dover HaKores is, that you need too. That's the second view of the Ramban. But so what's going on here is when we talk about the Lishma, right, there can be different views. So there could be the view that even if you hold against the Rif, if something works b'toras raya, maybe one bump it up one more. If midrabanan, we need it for raya, and it works for raya daraisa, but we even need it, so that becomes part of the kasavla. It becomes, you know, you don't need it, you could have gotten away without it, but if you have it, it's not just extraneous, it becomes integrated, it's not a little chasima, it's not the kasav as vakasa. That would be vachasam as vakasa. And by the way, this is articulated by the Rajba. I don't know if you got to that The Rajba was on the Maamar Kamos, correct? Rajba and Dalet wasn't on Maamar Kamos? What?
The one on Dalet and Sukkot?
Yeah.
It's at the end of
the Makar. Oh, but it's on the Makar. I think so. Yeah. Oh, okay. So we'll analyze it, because Rajba is very fascinating on this point. But, okay, so that's one extreme. That even if you hold Ein Eide Hasima Korsim, right, but they only function as Raya, or maybe the Drabbanon affects this Doraisa. I think that's possible here. That's what I think is going on in the Ramban's reading of Rabbeinu Ephraim a little bit, as I'll explain in a second. The other extreme is to say that even if you hold like the Rif, and even if you hold you're using the Eide Hasima, you don't need Lishma, because the Kasav always means, right? The Kasav, or maybe the Kasav of Masar, never means Kasima, even if you use. That was the initial view of the Ramban. And that's the actual view of the Rajba, La Halakha, and of the Gra and Shulchan Aruch. Even within the Rif, those are two extremes. And in between, the question is, you know, maybe for the Rif, even if you're only using it as a Raya, you still need Lishma. Right? Or no, only if you're actually using it that way. Okay, now getting back to this. So what does the Ramban here, again, I'm sorry it takes so long, but it's just, you know, you can't read these things and not try to make sense of them. So what do you mean, Mash, what are we going to do? The Rif already answered this question. The Rif doesn't talk about, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, he doesn't talk about it at all. So what's the implicit, I agree with Shai, Ramban didn't just make a mistake. What he meant was, what the Rabbeinu Ephraim says, you know, neutralizes this question if you believe in it. Right? What does Rabbeinu Ephraim say? That the Eidei Chasima are Raya Doraisa, right, on Eidei Mesira, even if they're not Korsim. Correct? So I think what the Ramban is saying, is thinking is, well, if you hold that way, namely that the Doraisa, the Eidei Chasima are effective, you know, in Raya, then, you know, then the Ravid's proof from Modra Belazar B'mzuyef Mitocho, i.e., that wouldn't be true, you know, unless you're using them to be Kores, or even you want to say the other way, even if you're not using them to be Kores, it's only if they have the ability to be Kores would you have a Shtaraya Doraisa, right? And therefore that proves that they have the ability to be Kores. Rabbeinu Ephraim would tell you it's not true, because there are Raya Midoraisa anyway, and the Torah's Raya Doraisa, you know, they require Lishma. That's what I think the Ramban is saying. However, says the Ramban, even, you know, I think the whole Yesod, which is that the Shtar Raya could be a Raya on the Eidei Mesira, even though they're not Kores, he's saying, like the Ravid in the Kasav Sham, I added those words, right? And like what the Ravid alludes to in his Asaga Salamir, I just think that's completely wrong. Now, why is it wrong? Now, Ezra, go ahead. Hold on a second. Keep it going.
From where is the need for the Shema anyway? I mean, even though Ravid.
Say it again?
Even though Ravid, right? So what is the need for the Shema coming from?
Oh. So I would say, this is where I'm kind of relying on the Rajba a little bit. There's a lot implicit here. I'm reading a lot into it, but I think otherwise it just doesn't make sense. And it's not a factual mistake. The reason I feel confident to read a lot into it is only because some of the Rishonim discuss this explicitly. So the Rajba in that piece, in the first parak, discusses this possibility. Namely, that even... that, you know, even according to Bali Tosis, that this, you know, doesn't work ever as a Kenyan, if you assume that Doraisa works as a Raya, right, it would come under the rubric, not that Bekasav means Bekasav, that doesn't make sense at all, right, Akiva? But it would come under the rubric of vikasa, namely, what is vikasa? Vikasa is only the words in the get, or the, you know, the chefta in the get, that is kores, or every word in the get, right, that you know, that is consequential deraisa on some level. You understand what I mean? Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Ezra. Wait. So where are we? Leucho Lake, yeah. Right, this is just a quote, so you can go this quicker. Go ahead. Okay, you know what? You could skip. Yeah, me'ata lo yakpid al rayas harab ravam, rabba ravam. You have that? I mean, he's just quoting the Ravenu Ephraim, correct? He's saying there's no raya because mizuf b'tochol b'pasul, because you might use this get as a raya that there were eidei mesira. What does that have to do with lishma? The Ramban is saying that Rabbeinu Ephraim could get out of the Ravid's raya by saying, even though there's no kinyan through eidei chasima, since they serve a doraisa function of raya, that there was a proper get doraisa, right? That would still be a problem of lishma. Kishara gitina chasum in behechsher, right? Shetol in echsherim behechasima sa'edim. Okay. However, Aval Anu, now he's going to tell you why he thinks it's wrong. Let's see if it's the same as the Ravid or not. Go ahead. But we think that the Rebbeinu Ephraim is wrong. Go ahead. Aval Anu chosum adu nachar tamashim Rebbeinu Ephraim. No, go ahead. Amiu somik bechazakazu. Ah. So initially, what's he attacking? The Umdana. Correct? Much more so than, again, the Ravid. It's not so clear that he was attacking the Umdana. It's mostly was attacking the Reish Lakish part of it. I think the Ramban is doing both, but you'll see. Go ahead. Shehu Omer. The Vadai Beidim Asir Bali Yada. Meaning what? They're whenever anybody quotes this, it's you know, it's like a chat, you know. That's the whole point. Meaning, yeah, that's the whole chiddush of shtar. That's true for everything. That's true for the Nasira too. Right? Anytime Eidei Chasima work, that's true. That's going to be true. What's he saying? Well, but for Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe whole Rabbi Eliezer's whole concept of shtaros doesn't work that way, right? Unless you hold, this is kind of parallel to what Stephen, unless you hold like the Rif, you know, then Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Eidei Chasima Karsi too, right? Or just this, I mean, again, the problem of quoting Halohem Kosim Get Lishaf and Pishei Nishto Imo is that that's true for every single shtar. The answer is true, but the way that it works is a blank check for the Das and Mischayiv, and in the hands of the is A, if there's a if it's plausible, there's enough of an Umdana, and B, if it's core enough to either the Chetza Shal Shtar or the story, that it's considered to be Chetza Shal Eidus B'Shtar. Right? Go ahead. Bafila V'dina Sayam Kosvim. Go ahead. Bim Alabal. He's challenging on this, so far, the Umdana. Right? I mean, everybody does the right thing. Everybody knows about Eidei Mesira. Even in Medina. What do you mean in Medina Sayam? Or you're relying on the Baal. Kol Magarish B'Beidina Magarish. I guess he doesn't hold like the Arzarua or the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel or the Rabbi Yehuda. Right? I'm not surprised on that one, but okay. He called, go ahead, it's great stuff, right?
Okay.
especially if there's a difference between, you know, Shar Shtaros and everybody knows a Dafkid Gittin Yenide in Mesira. The ode. You're just going to ignore it? And here's a terrific line. Go ahead. What's he talking about? What's Kashash? What's that about? Go ahead. Don Milsa de Sifre Vasadi. Boor. Boor. Like, ain't boor, you know, your echet? Right? Yeah. Ma'arer atzmaha. Like, shocking. Two exclamation points. What do you make of this? This is a great, piece. He's attacking it on an umdana level. Right? And he was basically saying, and what? We're allowing, you know, umdanos or you know, weak chazakos, you know, to work here? So then you can compare it to Lishma. Right? Is it comparable? How come the get, the Reish Lakish, the get doesn't say about itself that it's Lishma? Well, what's he referring to? The Gemara in the beginning that we read already, right? But we have to still do more, obviously. The Fane Nechta, Fane Nechta. Right? What's the problem? So the Gemara says, we need to know that it's Lishma because the people aren't well versed outside of Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara said, so why don't you need two Edim? Maybe can you get away with Eidechot Nema Bisurim? So the Gemara ended up saying what? Rove Sifre, Rove Sofrim or Sifre, right? There's a Rove, it's a Kashash Rachok. So the Ramban's saying this Kashash Rachok we care about, but we're relying on people, we're relying on the fact that, you know, that everybody knows that we Paskin like Eidim Mesira, you know, and so on. Right? And then in the, it's a little more in the Chidushim even than here. Like, you know, we rely on, you know, Milsa de Safri Vesadi, you know, and Stam Sifre de Daini, that we're Choshesh for, you know, but, you know, this we're not Choshesh for. Meaning, you know, there are at least experts who is it that, you know, prepares Shtaros, but, you know, the Baal, that he was careful, that, you know, and he's not Megarish and Bezdin, and everything went Kadas and Kadin. I mean, he's asking on a pure Umdana level. What would the Rabbeinu Ephraim answer to this? Ezra? Say that again? For what? Meaning, again, from an Umdana level, maybe the Ramban is right. But I think what Rabbeinu Ephraim would say is, listen, the requirement of Lishma, you know, is a is not a shtar din, right? If you hold Eidim Mesira Karsi, so every shtar requires Eidim Mesira. So, you know, the din of Reish Lakish kicks in. Eidim Matzuma Shtar, that's a core thing, you know. The raya on the chetzishol shtar and the maisa, you know, these are core things, and we apply hakol v'hechshanasa. But if we're talking about chashash of lishma, right? In Achanami, the sofrim and the, but hianosenes, meaning that has nothing to do with sharos or edus shebchetzishol shtar. I mean, there is an element of hakol b'hechshanasa, you need lishma, but that's not a universal, there's no din of universal lishma in shtaros. Yeah.
So, Ramban also points out that he at least holds that there's a chilek between giving and shtaros.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second. I mean, the next, say it again?
In Ramban asks, in front of a guy who knows that generally he gives shtaros, but only an atzmo,
yeah.
So he might not know that he has to give his wife again. So that would also make the sinas I get with Mishnayim, a gittin din as opposed to a gettin sharos. If we only pass him like our belas would be gittin, so why shouldn't that be more similar to the shma?
I lost you. Just say it one more time.
The din of Eidim Mesira,
right,
at least according to the Ramban, is just as unique to gittin as the shma is. we don't pass him like Rav Elazar b'Shnei Sharetz.
Okay.
So why shouldn't...
But he's going to explain soon anyway. Midramban Lishitaso, in the bigger Lishitaso, also thinks that part of the raya that Ede Chasima work, even even in Gittin, according to the which is the Rib's view, is the fact that it works in Shar Staros. Meaning the Ramban does not allow for such a gap between Shar Staros and Gittin, because he thinks everything is about Chefsa Shel Shtar. And I think that answers that. But we'll get to it when we get to it. If not, then you'll ask me again. Okay, the ode. So you see what's going on here. The Ramban is putting, the Ravid put everything on the Eidos. The Ramban is putting everything, for the moment at least, on the Umdun. That's why he's asking from Lishma. Rabbi Ephraim and Bali Tosis would say to you that not that the Umdun is better in Eidin Nesira than it is on Lishma, but that Lishma isn't something that Reish Lakish, can speak about. Now, the Ramban doesn't know that, or the Ramban thinks one of two things. Either if this really is Reish Lakish and you're expanding it there, then why don't you expand it to Lishma just because it's not a broader star issue? Maybe. Or I think what's going on in the Ramban is he's saying, listen, of course there's no Reish Lakish here. You mean the Ravid in the Kasuv Shum, is totally right. Meaning, if you hold that Ede Chasima are not Karsi, then Ede Chasima don't speak about Ede Mesira from an Aegis point of view. The best thing you might get is to say, oh, but there's an Umdana, per se. You say, oh, you wanted to analyze this only on Umdana? So you're telling me that the Umdana of Ede Mesira is better or equal to the Umdana of Lishma? Right? Either way, the next line's also interesting. Keep going, but Ode. Right, even if it's a shtar mecher, even according to the mandamar that Eidi Mesira is required in Dine Mamanis. So there too, it sounds like you're saying what? That you can have a raya, right, for a kinyan, right, if you're saying that, right? The Ein Tzarech Lahavi Eidi Mesira Lefaneinu, Lefi Rabbi Elazar. Why? Notice how he calls it now, he's chazaka. He's always calling it umdana and chazaka, right? Toma, go ahead. Well, this to me is fascinating, just because, this is what he said. What's he assuming? That according to Rabbeinu, there's no Eidos. It's not a din of Eidos. This is the same question that everybody asked on every other effective part of, Sharchav Yoni Maibo. Those of you here last week discussed it inside. Here, this year I mentioned it outside, right in the Tshuva Sarajva. Right, but other achronim too, like Sharchav Yoni Maibo is an umdana. Ein hocham b'movin achar rov. Right, Reb Chaim's answer is, it may be. Okay, Reb Chaim's answer is it's not an umdana; it's eidos. My parshanut is, the umdana part of it is propping up eidos. Right. But the Ramban is saying, of course, this isn't eidos; it's too extraneous. It's all on the umdana. It's all on the umdana. What happened? They know. But what's also fascinating is the Ramban thinks ein hocham b'mamon achar rov is a bigger problem than being matereishas ish l'shul. But that's also tamua. Or dinei nefashos. These are dinei nefashos dinei. Anyways, he also says kol shkein achar chazaka. This is Ramban l'shitasa everywhere. The Ramban thinks that when the Gemara says that ruba chazaka ruba adif, it means it. This is not for now, but it means it not. I think discuss a lot in Pesachim maybe. Yeah, it means it, and definitely in Chulin also a little bit. It means it not only like when the two clash, like when you have a rov against the chazaka ruba adif, right? It also means like if you're evaluating rov separately and chazaka separately, there's a hierarchy. Ruba v'chazaka ruba adif proves that rov is stronger. So whatever doesn't work for Chazaka certainly doesn't. I'm sorry, whatever doesn't work for Rov certainly doesn't work for Chazaka. You could say, and some Rishonim I think do believe, that Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif means when they clash, because the particular dynamic of that struggle favors Rov. The Rov kind of determines that the Chazaka just does, is that the relevant chazakah is irrelevant, basically. But if you were talking about a standalone rove's power and a standalone chazakah's power, you wouldn't necessarily say this. But anyway, that's an agav. Okay. Kolshkein akarka. The Ramban is very consistent on this. Kolshkein akar chazakah. But kolshkein, right? Achar davar ra'ua v'kolush kazeh. Go ahead. V'od. Now again, if the point was, you know, I think what the Balamor would say is, you know, here, if I'm not as sure, or Ben Ephraim, not the Balamor, do we apply Reish Lakish type dinim anyway to Ksavyad? Right, this is the question. If Ksavyad is effective, is Ksavyad effective as kind of Torah Shebal Peh, like the Rambam and the Rif, like the Rif says in the end of Bavas, or like the Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Malva V'Lova, like some Rishonim say here explicitly, right? Or, you know, a kind of Hodos Baldin Kenedim Dami, you know. Either way, you don't have, it's not obvious that the Dinim of Reish Lakish applied to Ksavyad. Certainly not regarding Shibunim. Regarding Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, we know it's a debate. What about regarding all those other things? Now, earlier, the Ramban did assume, right, that for the Rif, not only Ede Chasima worked, but Ksavyad works. Right, the whole Mishnah, right? Rabbi Lazar is machmir, he's not mekel at all. I'm sorry, Rabbi Lazar is mekel, he's not machmir at all. But here he's saying, even without Edim, even with Ksavyad, if it's all umdana, it's a good umdana, because he's not working with Reish Lakish. He thinks, of course, the Edush of Ishtar can't say anything about Edim Mesira. It's too achriti, like the Raivit. Maybe pure umdana, then we'd get Enochem Machem Amanacha Ro. It's a weak umdana. Are you going to say it by Ksavyad too, even without Edi Chasima? If it's an umdana, and everybody knows that you need Edi Mesira. And then, of course, the next line, Umistabernami. One second. Midamrina. Oops. One second. Got it. Wait. Midamrina. Where are we? What's the next line? Midamrina. Halacha Krablaza Begitin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Avol Shtaris Kirabanan. Oh, this is what I was referring to a second ago. This is a fascinating raya, right? Ramban saying, you know, another proof for the Rif is that Ede Chasima, if it works in Dine Mamanus, why wouldn't, you know, then the only reason it doesn't work, you know, in Gittin, right, would be, I'm sorry, if it works in Ede Chasima, if it works how's it going? One second. Shema mila the Ede Chasima karsi, bein begitin bein b'shtaros. The only problem would be a raya problem, right? But from a Kenyan point of view, Ede Chasima should work across the board. This is the Ramban, I believe, Lashitaso, in his understanding of Shei Shtaros Yotzi Yom Echad, and the whole and af. For the Ramban, the idea that you would fundament that there are two types of Shtaros just doesn't exist. The gap between Eide Mesir, Eide Chasima, and the gap between, you know, Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya, you know, in terms of Shtaros and Gittin, is not compelling for him. Right? The Balei Tosfos hold Eide Chasima, Eide Mesir are two different worlds. Never the twain shall meet. Right? And for the Ramban, the gap is very minor. It's an emphasis. Keep going. And the only problem is Laman Yom Du Yom Rabim is that Ma'akev. El Iso Kadai Tachin Eide Chasima Kum Begitim. The Zuraya Gedolah V'Chazaka. Again, you know, pat on the back. Okay. So this idea, this rejection of the Rabbeinu Ephraim is assuming that I think it's even stronger than the Ravid in a way, meaning, of course, if you don't hold like the Rif, you know, there's nothing to talk about in terms of Reish Lakish. You know, everything is on the Umdana. Once it's on the Umdana, then you get it to Ein Olchem B'Malchum Nachar Rov, you know, and compare it to Lishma, you know, and maybe, and the same thing with Ksav Yad, and it really isn't so compelling to say, you know, even, we'll see later on in the Mekamos, maybe just, you know, Mesiras HaSefer, if there was an Umdana, even B'liyedei Chasima or Ksav Yad should be good enough if you hold, you know, Umdana. Right? If you don't need Eidus at all. Okay, good. So that is, now let's get to Shuda. So let's go now to Shuda for a minute. So that takes care of that problem. And just to make it clear, one more time. So Rabbeinu Ephraim said what he said, and what Rabbeinu Ephraim says, Tosas says, and so on, you know, about Shtar Raya being effective even if you don't hold, I'm sorry, Eidei Chasim being effective Shtar Raya even if they're not Shtari Kenyan, against the Rif. The idea of Hakol B'Hekshar Nasa, just to make it clear. The Ramban, you know, the Ravid disagrees with that in a fundamental way because of the Eidus part of it, extraneous Eidus part of it. The Ramban is Mechadesh, unless I'm missing something, that Rabbeinu Ephraim is relevant to the question of Mod Rab Lazar Mezuyat Mitocho, the other Raya of the Ravid, and that I think based on understanding Rabbeinu Ephraim as saying that if it works as a Raya Doraisa, that could explain, that could come under the rubric of the Kasab Lishma as well, which is Mechudash, and not everybody agrees to that, but certainly it is possible. I think that's implicit in the Ramban. Either way, the Ramban is rejecting, you know, that possibility, both as a solution to the Lishma problem, as well as, you know, a solution to the, you know, Tikkun Olam effect, you know, problem, by not even bothering to address the Eidos part of it, assuming that the Eidos part of it is, you know, is not even a possibility, but on a purely umdana level in the way that he does. Okay, next. So now skip two. Let's give another few more minutes. Again, I'm sorry. We're almost finished with these, but Od Raya, L'davar Mida Ashkechan, skip a couple of paragraphs. L'shmul Tzavreda B'chassam Avdachin Lo. Right? Od Raya, L'dvarav, Mida Ashkechan L'shmul, the Savar. He brings a Raya. Midashkan l'shmul the savar ed v'chasam avzachin lo b'mitzia alma so that is as I mentioned the other day, that is not so simple. V'lo nogba ela k'day lismoch Al Cheskasan should be Eidei Mesira Nasan. I mean, according to, you know, Rabbeinu Ephraim. So he's assuming that the Mandamar Eidei B'Chasam of Zachin Lo is only according to the Mandamar Eidei Chasima Karsi. If you assume that the Mandamar Eidei Mesira Karsi thinks that Eidei Chasima Karsi doesn't work for Kenyan at all, then you would never say Eidei B'Chasam of Zachin. Okay? Not so sure that has to be true. Okay, we'll see that more in the Ra'ah. Okay. Keep going. V'lo nodu ba ele k'dei lismach al cheskasan shebeidei mesirin as like we said before. Ele shma mina d'rab lazer na mimoda be'eidei chas. Therefore, right? Meaning, if the Gemara there is really, this is the Ramban Lishitaso, the Gemara there is according to the Mandama Eidei B'Chasam of Zachin Lo, right? And how could that can't be according, he's assuming that cannot be true according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you don't hold like the Rif, right? If you hold like the Rif, then Even Rabbi Eliezer can have Eidah B'chassam of Zakhano. Eman Da'amar Eidah B'chassam of Zakhano. But if you held like the Balei Tosfos, then according to Rabbi Eliezer, there could never be Eidah B'chassam of Zakhano. I'm not so sure that has to be true. So it makes sense, but it's a good argument, but it's not a foolproof argument. Okay, so this proves that the Rif is right, that there's something called Eidah Chasim Akars. Uman Deboi. Now again, what is he also assuming? And this is where the Ra'ah comes in. That if you hold like the Rif, namely that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Eidah Chasim Akars, right? That you could hold Eidah B'chassam of Zakhinla. The Chiddush of the Ra'ah, we're not going to read it inside right now, I guess. I guess we'll finish it Sunday. The Chiddush of the Ra'ah in Ksuvos is that that is not true. The Ra'ah says, even if you hold like the Rif, even if you hold Eidah Chasima as Karsi, only the Eidah Chasima of Rabbi Meir, yeah, maybe I'll just read the line. There's a lot in that in the Ra'ah, but this is the main thing. One second. Here. Ushmul de Amar Kirabalazar, de Amar Edi Masira Karsi, Nirali, Da Liba de Rabalazar, de Amar Edi Masira Karsi, Bavade Laisle Eda Bakasam of Zakhano. The Talmud Rabalazar Mistabra, I'll analyze it later, Vishim de Kasavar de Masira Hu Ikar, Velobi Inan Sadia Lashavia Shtara. Terrific language. The kivin de haynu tamid rabbi lazar bevada leisaid v'chasam of zachin lo. The ikar milsa mesira. The chasim alav klumu kinefrishas hilchach man the sabak rabbi lazar bevade leisay to bechasam of zochin lo bezer nira nachal. Okay, so the Ra'ah basically says even according to the Rif ede chasima karsi but not ede bechasam of zochin lo, and the explanation is based on the idea that there is a qualitative difference between the ede chasima of Rabbi Eliezer and the ede chasima of Rabbi Meir. Meaning the Ra'ah, a very big Talmud of the Ramban, disagrees with the Ramban factually on this point, because the Ramban here in Sefer HaSchus is saying, the whole point of the Ramban in Sefer HaSchus here is to say that when the Gemara in Ksuvah says, Eidah B'chassam of Zochinlo, and it sounds like that could be even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's true, only if you hold like the Rif I was saying before. I'm not so sure that there might, that Eidah B'chassam of Zochinlo, which is a very specialty kind of a shita, I'm not sure whether that has to be taluy on Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir, frankly, depending on how you understand it. Okay, that's a nicety. But the bigger point, that according to the Ramban, Eidah B'chassam Zochin, once you assume that it's dafka in the world view of Eidah Chasima, which is reasonable, that then it's equal between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir, that's the Ramban l'shitaso. The Ramban is not making waves, mostly. Right? And that's his whole issue with Shnei Shtaros and so on. If the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Balamor and the Balei Tosfos are always saying, if Eidah Chasima worked for the Rif, then it's interchangeable with Rabbi Meir. Right? Mostly, the Ramban is never challenging that assumption. He's saying, you're right, but, right? Since there's also Rabbi Eliezer or the Pasuk or Shud, whatever, so that's how you get out of those problems. The Ran, as we know, we still have to look at the Ran more completely, but that's the Ran's enormous breakthrough, in the Sugya. To say, the assumption of all those questions, which is, you can interchange between the Eidah Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir, is just completely wrong, right? If once you hold Eidah Mesira, Ikar, right, then your whole worldview, is different. And Eidah Chasima become an extension of Eidah Nesira. That Yisod already is in the Ra'ah Talmud of the Ramban Inksumus. Although the details of it and the expanse of it are different. You know, I think the Ran, like you can see the progression. You know, there's the Ramban, you know, the Ra'ah, and the Ran. The Ran just, he ran with it completely. The Ra'ah is saying something profound. Maybe I'll just discuss it for one more minute. What is the Ra'ah saying? The Ra'ah is saying that the, for Rabbi Eliezer, the Ikar is the Mesira. The Mesira is the Davar HaKores. But the Mesira is Kores as long as there's a Chetza Shel Shtar. So what Eide Mesira Karsi and Eide Chasima Karsi each does is create a Shvuyei Shtar. What's fascinating that even the Eide Mesira Karsi, according to the Ra'ah, is about a Shvuyei Shtar. We talked about, the Eide Mesira are there as kind of an Ekiyum on the Maisa, or they're there, you know, and they're considered to be Eide Hashtar. Right? That's a big issue. Right, so it sounds like what the Ramban is saying, what the Ra'ah is saying is, that, again, I'll read it. Okay, I'm going to stop for one more minute. Nearly Alima de Rabbi Lazar, Domer Eidim Asira Karsi Bavade Leisle Eidim Chasav Zaken Lo. The Talmud Rabbi Lazar Mestaber Mishum Chasavar Mesira Ikar. The Dover Koris isn't Eidim Mesira, it's Mesira. Velo Beinan Sadei Leshavi Ashtara. The Eidei Mesira are there to create a Chetza Shel Shtar. The Ilav Sahadi Kivad Echel Lakhushe Laushtara, right? Leka Le Torah Shtar. Either they're only temporarily, they're going to go to Medina Sayam, you know, they're human, they have a finite lifespan. Fine. Nonetheless, they're still there. They establish this as a Chetza Shel Shtar. The Efshar Nami the Sagilon, if you hold like the Rif, Lahachi be'ed chasima, the hanunami mahani lon lahachi, the kivan disnayu, sulo efshalak chushe laushtar. They give through their raya, both cases, the raya, but it's not the raya which is kona. The raya for the ra'ah creates the chetza shel shtar. And once you have a chetza shel shtar, then the mesiras hashtar is a davar kona. Vika le torah shtar, the kivan dehainu tamad rabbelazar. Of course, Eidav Chasam Zachilo doesn't make any sense because that's not the job of the Chosmim. The Chosmim, like the Eidav Mesira, are Ashvui Yeshtara. Normally, we don't consider Eidav Mesira Ashvui Yeshtara. It might be, but that he's starting with that. That's like, you know, the strongest. The Ikar Milsa Mesira, the Chasim Alav Klumu Kidefrishus Hilchach Man the Saber Rabbi Meir. Meaning, Rav Meir doesn't think this. Rav Meir thinks that the Chasima is the Davar HaKores, not just the Ashvuyei Shtara, or the Ashvuyei Shtara is the Davar HaKores, however you want to say it. The Dasa Mischayiv, the Ashvuyei Shtara. Abomanda Sovak Rabbi Lazar Bebade Leisa Eidav Chasam of Zachemo. Meaning, they both, there are two Eide Chasimas. The Eide Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer are just a substitute way, a better way, a worse way, an equal way of Ashvuyei Shtara. The Eide Chasim of Rabbi Meir are Kores. That's the Ra'ah. The Ramban here thinks it's not true. The Ramban Lishitaso says, you know, again, you know, just like the Haraya, the Eide Chasim work in, you know, in Gittin, they work in Shar Shtaros. How could they not work in Gittin? Right. There's no two perspectives, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, on what shtar is. You know, there are details. Yamdu Yamim Rabin, you know, or you, on the other side, you're worried about the Achbar, you know. Oh, how does Ramban say it here? Hilka ka'amar de mishas chasima zochin lo. Ramban de boy le mitli shtar li yade, meaning not eidav chasam zochin lo. Go ahead, Ezra. Oh. So now, but if you don't hold that with it, then it's the Mesira's Koveya, the Zman. Right? And the Chuvas against our Chuvas Shal Havel. Okay, so we're going to stop here. I want to talk a little bit more about Shtei Shtaros. again, the Shita of the Ramban in Bochamos on this, and the Ran, half of which we did already, but I want to finish with that. And then I want to finish with a Peivavu Beis and a few other little Haros. And then I want to talk again about, I know I keep saying this, about the Eidei Kiyum question with Rabbeinu Tam on Sunday.